Chapter 35. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi, the wisdom of the ant. Our final example from science is the ant. To our eye, it seems like an insignificant creature. With a little pressure on it, it is easily squashed and no one anywhere, even in the ant world, misses it. Nevertheless, as we've mentioned previously, Shlomo HaMelech advises those who are lazy to go study the ant. The Gemara says the rabbis have done just that, and here is what they found. In a tree that ants were using for storage, 6 months' worth of wheat was piled high in it. The amount far exceeded their need for food, but they are hard workers, and so they just keep working. This is one lesson we learn from ants. The Gemara also teaches the ants are very careful not to steal from each other. God, in his infinite wisdom, instilled within each ant its own scent. They use this scent to mark their food, and they can detect each other's scent. In this way, they are able to eat their own food and leave that of other ants alone. Another fascinating trait of ants is their well-designed cities. They build themselves a complex underground world of tunnels, excavating and navigating with the flawless sense of architecture and engineering. Their tunnels never collapse. Who taught them all this? Additionally, they have organized societies. Each colony has a queen ant and soldier ants. They each have their job to do, and together they comprise a whole, efficiently functioning community. Obviously, we are not considering the details of an ant life just for the sake of science. Kolos Halavavos is portraying the ant's attributes to present a contrast. The ant is weak, yet it creates a thriving community. On the other hand, the Kolos Halavavos notes the lions are lacking. As strong as lions are, they sometimes lack food. God made this paradox of nature to show us that our strength is not the determining factor in our security. Although lions live in social groups called prides and work together to hunt their prey, they fight each other for their food. The weak can go hungry and even starve. If the ants, despite being weaker individually, are better able to feed themselves than other mighty lions. As we say in Birchas HaMazon and learn from Tehillim, Kefirim Rashu V'ra'evu, young lions may want and hunger. The Kovas HaLevavos quotes further, Nar Ha'isi Gam Zakanti V'lo Ra'isi Tzadik Me'ezav, I have been a youth and also aged, but I have not seen a tzaddik forsaken. We may see tzaddikim impoverished, but they are never abandoned. They know they are secure, like all of creation, which is miraculously provided for by Hashem. I think the lesson we can learn from this chapter is that the ant shows us that Hashem provides, and we should be diligent in our work. If we work together and we work for the same goal, we trust in Hashem so we can have a plethora, an abundance. But sometimes animals, like a lion, no matter how strong one might be, when you think that you can do it on your own, when it's all about you, so then somebody within your social realms is going to be lacking. The ant, even though it's tiny and small, ensures that everyone benefits and everyone's okay. The lion, with all of its strength, is still the underdog. It doesn't do as well. We should learn sometimes, or all the time, you just got to be true to yourself and be patient and calm. And we'll see that we'll have all that we need to sustain ourselves.